T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome to the show, Hour 4, Hourly with Bowerly, on News Radio 930 WBEN. Aw, none of the cops I know have texted me about the situation with the suspect at the airport and whether or not the suspect has been successfully taken into custody after a chain of bizarre events about an hour and a half ago. Oh, I feel so neglected by you. I feel so unloved right now. Anyway, the way people speak, the way people talk, and what drives you crazy. This whole thing, this whole show started, pardon me, because, did I get any on you? The whole thing started because I realized I am so sick of people living their best life. I'm living my best life. Really? Good. Because I'd hate to think somebody was striving to lead a mediocre life or a bad life. Of course you're living your best life. Makes no sense to me. I'm living my best life. Good. Good. Happy to hear it. That expression needs to go the way of pay it forward. Make sure to pay it forward. Used to hear that all the time at the coffee drive-thru. Sir, the person in front of you has paid for your bagel sandwich and Diet Pepsi. They just said, pay it forward. Forward this. All right. All right. What do people say that bothers you? And again, my little disclaimer here at the beginning of this hour again. Folks, I am not perfect. I will never be perfect. I try to get English as right as I possibly can, but I can never absolutely hit the mark. One quick note, too. Sometimes people say things and play with the language, and it makes it fun. For example, Mrs. Nerd has a master's degree in education. I'm still so much smarter than she is. Well, at some things. Other things, she's a lot smarter than I'll ever be. Honey, how do I change this light bulb? That's me. And she'll just reconstruct the light bulb. It's different intelligence, right? So anyway, she's got a master's in education. And what she'll say is she likes something more better than something else. She just started doing that a few months back, making me wonder who else she's seeing that says that. But she, I mean, beside Bill and Gary. But the more better. I've used that a few times on the air, but a lot of times if I use something that I know is wrong, such as irregardless, or I think, well, I like that more better. I try to put inflection in my voice so you know that I know that it's wrong, okay? All right, let's get people back on the calls. I hate people. I hate leaving people on hold. Here's Pam and Amherst. You're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hi, Tom. I'm a first-time caller.
I'd like to hear that.
What drives me crazy is when people say on accident. It is not on accident. It's by accident. Oh, my gosh, I can't stand it.
Is that a geographic thing? For example, in New York City, you don't wait in line. You wait online.
Online? Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't think so. I don't know for sure, but I hear a lot with the young people.
I did that on accident. That sounds like something Beaver Cleaver would have said back in the 50s and 60s.
Well, my son is 40 years old, and one day we're in the car talking, and he makes a comment, you know, well, Mom, I did it on accident. I thought I was going to lose it.
Good grief.
I said, what is on accident? I said, by accident. So that's my...
You could compromise and say you did it accidentally.
Yes, I could have.
All right, thank you, Pam. I appreciate the call. And just a warning to you, I know this from experience, sometimes people become very upset when you overemphasize words. For example, people were not pleased last week when a few times I didn't say business, I said business. People were upset by that. It's not business, Tom, it's business. Well, no, it's business. Whip. Cool whip. Let's go to, that's a Family Guy thing. If you ever want to look up Family Guy and Cool Whip, you'll understand why I find that funny. Ben Springville, you're on WBE. Huh? What?
Wheat Thins.
Oh, Wheat Thins, yes. Ben in Springville, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Tom. I'm telling you, I watch a lot of construction and do-it-yourself kind of movies and videos, and I just cannot stand it when they say, you cut this to a certain height, and you're adding an H to the end of it.
Okay. So they say height instead of height.
That's right. And especially when a professional is supposed to be showing you this carpentry and how they do this cabin or something, and you say, well, I cut it. You want to cut it to a height of 36 inches.
But everybody, Ben, everybody has their genius. Everybody has their specialty. And these people are teaching you how to build something. They're not teaching you how to write something.
Yeah, but it's distraction, and it just causes you to want to just change the channel.
Oh, man, you're tough. But this is all about what drives you. It's all about what drives you crazy. I can't sit here and judge. I thank you.
And that's what drove me to call you.
I am glad you did. Thank you very much. I understand that that would drive somebody crazy. But, for example, I just got through talking about her saying more better. And she has a different skill set than I have. She could build something. I couldn't. But she'd probably say, even with her master's degree, well, you cut this to a certain height, Tom, because it's more better. Leslie in Freedom, you're on WBEN. Leslie, hello.
Hi. I could do this with you for an hour. I could do this with you for 2 hours. That woman was not wrong about on accident. That is maddening. But I don't think they're teaching diction and pronunciation in schools anymore. The thing that drives me the craziest is there's this thing now where people are saying, they're pronouncing words that end in a contraction, they're saying it a different way. For example, they'll say important or kitten or mitten or Martin instead of Martin, kitten, important.
This is our first repeat call of the afternoon. I was wondering when it was going to happen.
Good. Well, not good, but I'm glad somebody else notices this. This drives me bananas.
Apparently, this is really a thing because two people now have called in with the same thing. I didn't do something.
Didn't, or like they'll say kitten, and which I guess would be spelled K-I apostrophe I-N. Kitten. What? All right, good. I'm super glad that somebody else... evidently, you haven't heard that yet.
You know what? I feel I did not get the memo on this, so I'm glad we're doing the show because I have not. Josh Schmidt, have you heard that? I didn't do something, or hey, look at that kitten. I have
exactly.
No idea.
Stupid. One other thing, when somebody's on the news and they're talking about a bad guy, and they'll say, "The gentleman had a gun to her head." Wait, what? Gentleman? No. No, not at all. He was not a gentleman. He was a guy. He was a man. He was not a gentleman. He might have been, but I quite doubt it if he had a gun to her head.
I quite doubt it. Yes.
Okay, last thing, and I'll be done. People who pronounce the words that have like a longing, like sail and grail, and there's a gal that did some gal. That did some advertising, and she'd say that so-and-so was having a white sal, and she pronounced it sal, and I'm like, no, say it sale.
And
okay, one more. Street instead of street.
Well, the last two, maybe it's my hearing going on me. Can you do the sale versus sale and the street versus street one? Because I lost it.
Sure. Absolutely. Okay. She would say it's a, you know, 4th of July sale, you know, as opposed to sale.
Oh, like a sale, like a nickname for Salvatore. Sale. Oh, I got you now. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. And there's a lot of, I'm noticing this on some of the people who deliver our news. Instead of saying, you know, the street had a stripe on it, you know, there'll be the street had a stripe on it, you know, like an S-H-T-R-I-P-E.
Oh, okay. The other one, well, a time out here. Obviously, you're very attuned to this stuff, but C-R-E-E-K, what do you say?
Well, I live in the country, and I say crick.
See? Josh says crick. He's a country boy. He says crick. To me, it's a creek. To my grandfather, it was a crick. I had no idea what he was talking about.
Yeah, it is a creek, but it's also a crick. But it's not a kitten or a Martin. It's kitten and Martin.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. folks, is that really a thing? Somebody else called the first hour saying people singing. I went to the store and I got milk and then I got salami and then I got crackers. Is that really, Josh, you've noticed that. You shook your head up and down, bobbing up and down. Now, Booker, if we're ever out and you overhear us talking, you are likely to hear Booker saying, oh, no, you didn't. And he does it for laughs, okay? And, of course, we all laugh because you got to understand, being friends with him is like being friends with a stand-up comedian. And it's just fun. No, you didn't. Things people say drives you nuts. And I just realized when I just said I didn't get the memo, there's probably somebody out there that expression drives them crazy, such as I'm living my best life drives me bonkers. All right. The way people speak. Do you have what I wanted there, Josh? A great example of how this can get into popular culture may be found in Seth MacFarlane's Family Guy, an unforgettable exchange.
Ooh, you got some pie, eh? Can I have a piece?
Sure.
Ooh, let me have some of that Cool Whip.
What'd you say?
You can't have a pie without Cool Whip.
Cool Whip?
Cool Whip, yeah.
You mean Cool Whip?
Yeah, Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
You're saying it weird. Why are you putting so much emphasis on the H?
What are you talking about? I'm just saying it. Cool Whip. You put Cool Whip on pie. Pie tastes better with Cool Whip.
Say whip.
Whip.
Now say Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
You're eating hair.
Amy in Orchard Park. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. There are two things, a word and a phrase. The word is huge. Where they don't pronounce the H.
Oh, as in describing young people, in particular young men. They're not youths, they're utes.
No, huge, as in huge, as in big.
Oh. Okay, that's not what was on my screen. You threw me in. I think you threw my call screener, whose hearing is much, much keener than mine. Can you repeat that? My mind was wandering a little bit. This is huge.
Huge, but they don't pronounce the H. They say huge.
Oh, I've never heard that one before. I thought
a friend of mine used to say it all the time, and she was older, so I don't know if it was her generation or her background, but it's huge.
Just out of curiosity, have you noticed that people are saying didn't and kitten and mitten?
I hear didn't, and I hear the important one, where they don't pronounce the first T. It's important.
Or sometimes they'll say important. It's important.
Yeah, no, I've heard important without the first T.
Wow. All right. I guess we're messing up a very vital word, one that's
and
important.
The phrase lately that drives me crazy, it must be a younger generation, is I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you've done, or I appreciate everything. Thank you. It's I appreciate you. And that's how they end the call or they end a conference call.
Oh, I hope they're doing it from their safe space.
Well,
you
probably,
know,
but
you know what, Amy?
I appreciate you.
I want to conclude this phone call by letting you know something. Yeah, I you know exactly what I'm thinking. Thanks. Appreciate the call. These are great. I have to tell you, if you're on hold, you may stay there. Makes my job easier. If you're not on hold, you may call 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. If you hear a line open up, you can call. And sometimes people get impatient during the news, so if you call at about 5:35, and I'll try to get everybody on, and I try to talk less, especially in the final half hour of the show, because I realize how hectic your life is, and I don't want to make you feel like you wasted your time. Of course, one might argue listening to me any day of the week would qualify, but that's just some people.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So you're talking about double negatives. One of the callers earlier, and I mentioned the Rolling Stones. I can't get no satisfaction. Elvis, you ain't nothing but a hound dog. Ain't nothing? Really? And keep in mind, in the 1950s and 60s, we were a lot more proper than we are in 2022. Actually, just a quick aside, because I hate keeping people on hold, but this is kind of important. Go back to YouTube, all right, and the videos, and do a search for people in the street reacting to assassination of JFK, or JFK man in street reaction. You will notice everybody is dressed up, and they look so nice in their suits, their hats, their fine coats. In fact, on the way to Garth Brooks on Saturday, we saw a gentleman at the gas station, and he was wearing really nice dress pants, dress shoes, dress shirt, tie, vest, and he looked like $1 million. And Mrs. Nerd, not being shy, said, "Sir, you are looking good. More people should dress like you." And he was very, very happy with the compliment. And we have changed as a society. Some would say it's good that we've chilled out and mellowed out. Others detest the slovenly way in which we seem to have descended into the abyss of swinishness. Got myself out of that one. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. What bothers you about the way people speak, expressions, and again, no disrespect, any sponsor intended, but living your best life, that's the whole reason we're doing this show. And before, it used to be, let's pay it forward. Thanks God that one is gone. Here's Mark in Ontario on WBEN, the home of the lieutenant who called before with his kit. Hello, you're on WBEN.
Hey, how are you doing today? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what do you have for us in Canada?
Yeah, the word that drives me crazy, I hear people mispronouncing all the time, is the word nuclear, and they pronounce it nuclear. And I've heard very professional people mispronouncing it. That's one that drives me crazy. You asked earlier about words that Americans pronounce that Americans might find or Canadians may find odd. Is the word dollar? They pronounce it dollar. A lot of Americans, especially people from Michigan,
dollar, dollar. Well, people from Wisconsin. Yes. People from Wisconsin have their own unique accent. Northern Michigan, I think, the same thing. And there are people in Minnesota who sound more Canadian than they do American.
Oh, okay. I don't know any people from there. I know a lot of people from Michigan, though. I'm from Windsor originally. And the other one that drives me crazy about Canadians is they pronounce Detroit.
Well, we all know that thanks to Gordon Lightfoot, wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed. And, of course, from watching Hockey Night in Canada.
Yeah, you got a great memory.
Well, not really, Mark. It's fading every day, but I can fake it when I have to.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. How do you guys say? I say dollar. I don't say dollar. I say dollar. Is that just like a child's toy is a doll? It's not a doll. Here is Tom in Williamsville. Anybody know anybody from New Jersey? Just moved here from New Jersey. When they talk about the wash, gonna do the wash. Wait, you mean the laundry? The wash? No, the wash. Whip, you're on WBEN. Hello.
My bad.
That's your expression, my bad?
Somebody knocks a drink over on you, you're wearing it, and they look at you and go, my bad. You've never heard that?
Oh, absolutely I've heard. I've used it.
Well, look it. Every time I've ever heard it, you don't have to explain whose fault it was.
Okay, see, Tom in Williamsville, the proper thing to say in a situation like that, it may be my bad, but followed by, would you allow me to pay for your dry cleaning? And it's got to be followed by, I am so sorry, may I buy you a drink? May I pay for your tab? Something like that.
You never hear that.
Well, you should. It's not enough to say my bad. You got to be able to go out on a limb and put some money on the line.
Where did that come from?
That's a real good question. If anybody knows the origin of my bad, I'm all ears. Keeping in mind, a lot of the origin stories are anecdotal and apocryphal.
Well, on another thing, too, just by speaking, you're talking about the Rolling Stones. You ever hear Keith Richards talk?
I was unaware that he was capable of speech, sir. Now, wasn't that funny? Tom, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All by itself.
All right, man. Thank you. Thank you. My bad. Yeah, guys and ladies, if you ever, save myself again, if you ever spill a drink on somebody, always offer to buy them one. And if they're wearing a nice pair of trousers or a nice dress, and by the way, ladies get screwed on dry cleaning, always offer to pay for the dry cleaning, especially if it's a Bloody Mary or something. Absolutely. That's the right thing to do. It also may keep you from an ass kicking, which I'm all about. I can't get punched right now. My retina would detach again. I can't. I'm done. Here is Jason in Akron. Notice that I said I won't punch. I can't get punched, which is how it's going to end up, because I can't see it coming. You're on WBEN. Welcome, Jason.
How are you doing, sir? Long-time listener in Akron.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
On your last conversation, you should, if you spill a drink on someone, you're actually supposed to say, I'm sorry.
Yes. Well, my bad has become the new I'm sorry.
It actually is. It's like the word okay. Everyone says okay. And the other thing we're calling about is if someone hits you in a wreck, which I've been there, and they say, I hit you on accident. It's supposed to be by accident, because on accident would be like my ex-wife hitting me.
There is our second repeater of the day. You're the second person to bring up something that somebody has previously brought up. Every other call has been unique. Yeah. Your first one was unique. I have to ask you, though, okay, why does okay bother you? Because it's so overused?
Because, yes, it is. And like, oh, I'm going to this job on such and such street, okay. Like, I don't know if they're saying it because you're like, okay, you're going there? Or like, okay, you're going.
They want your approval. They want your affirmation. I thank you very much, Jason. Sometimes, instead of saying okay, what I've found, maybe you know this too, especially those of you who served in the military. Thank you for doing that, by the way. But yes, sir, or yes, ma'am. That's very effective in establishing a rapport with people. You don't say it like a snoot. You just say, or a snot. You just say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Instead of okay. To me, it's one of the finer points of communication. And remember, if you ever have to call customer service to bitch, your goal is not to yell at the person on the other end of the phone. Your goal is to recruit them to be your advocate on your team. You know, I really hate to put you in the middle of this, and I'm really hoping you can help me. Those words, because they don't hear those words. Customer service, they're used to being yelled at by entitled knobs. Should I say Karens? Don't be it. That's not fair to people named Karen. I know plenty of very nice Karens. Here is Mary in Amherst on WBEN. Mary, what do you have for us?
Tom, this word, where did it come from? Agreeance. I'm in agreeance. I've actually seen it written in text. Agreeance. It goes through me like a knife.
Oh, I hold on. I'm wondering if that's a voice-to-text thing. Now, my phone has a stuttering issue and betrays me at all times. So I want to say the word and see what comes out. I'm going to try this twice. Agreement. All right, that came out. Let me try this one. Hold on. Agreeance. It actually came out as a word. Agreeance actually came out as a word.
Oh my gosh. And people use it like it's a real word. It's enough to make me crazy.
And that's what this...
This could be a duplicate. But when people say, oh, I took it so personal, it just goes, that one drives me crazy. Is that a repeat?
I hate to tell you this. Agreeance is actually a word. It is actually a word. It's now rarely used, but it is a word, believe it or not.
I'm not in agreeance with that. I am simply not in agreeance with that. No. I take that personal, Tom. I take it personal.
You take it? Well, don't take it so personal. I seen that. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Irregardless, by the way, is not, it's called non-standard English. I think that's a way of saying stupid. I don't know. Non-standard English. It's like if you get a speeding ticket, is that a non-standard driving situation? Back to the calls. Peter in Lancaster, you're on WBEN. Hello. What do you have?
Yes. Twice this has happened to me in the past month. I've been out to eat, and the female waitress called me hun, and being of German background, I kind of took offense because she doesn't know me. But anyway, I thought that went out with things like, you know, all the sexist words. And I know it's wrong for me if I said honey back to her, but...
See, I being of German background, if a lady of whatever age says to me, hun, I don't get offended. My immediate thought is not, I'm German heritage, so I'm offended. My immediate thought is, how nice. She's showing me some verbal affection. And something that I will do is I will call people love, like they do in the UK. Thanks, love. I appreciate it. It's a term of affection and endearment. I would not take hun as a slur upon your ethnicity or heritage.
Okay. And if you want to be a Western New Yorker, you've got to, our team has to play against the Washington, what's their new name? It used to be the new Washington team.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. This is so embarrassing.
Not the Redskins.
I've actually forgotten, and now my phone is doing some really weird things on me. Hey, Josh, what's the name of the Washington football team? I need help here. You're a sports guy. I should know this. The Commanders, the Washington Commanders. There you go. Thank you for the call, hon. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, hon is a term of endearment and affection. And I've never had anybody say, don't call me love. But if you are ever in the UK, it's kind of like, thank you, love. Thank you. It is, you know, it's a nice little, I said, you know, it's a little term of, hey, I think you're okay, but I'm not trying to hit on you. My bad. I don't know when or how that started, but it's the new I'm sorry. Do remember, language is organic, dynamic, and always changing. And if it didn't, we'd still be talking like Shakespeare wrote, or the founders of the country wrote in the Declaration of Independence. Language slowly and subtly evolves. And you see that in your own life. Back to the calls. Barb and a cell phone on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom. Something that will raise the hair in the back of my neck is when people say, you know, Tom, I need to ask you a question, and say ask like the...
Like they're going to murder me like Lizzie Borden. Here's the thing about the word X. If you go back, I mentioned this earlier, but if you go back and you read the letters of Henry VIII to Anne Boleyn, he would actually spell out ask as A-X, meaning to me that he probably pronounced the word axed. So when the word first came into English, it very well may have been ax instead of ask. Little, well, I mean, that's simply illustrative of the fact that our language changes. Pronunciations change. For example, the guy who called in before, in the UK and Canada, it's still, and I think New Zealand and Australia, it's still lieutenant, not lieutenant. Subtle difference.
Yes.
Barb, I thank you. I thank you very much. Ask, here is ax and ye shall receive. Larry in Tonawanda, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hi,
what do you have?
Well, we got a couple of irksome things here. One of them is people who make adjectives into nouns. Like, the only thing that comes to mind is an old, it was a Canadian ad a couple of years ago where the guy asked, do I need a medical? And then you're sort of waiting for the other shoe to drop. Medical what?
I'm sorry. I find that funny because lately I've needed a lot of medicals.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's the one. That's the only one that came to mind, but there have been others that come along the line. The other thing is, it's a death of the adverb. You know, nobody uses L-Y anymore. Like, keep your air conditioner running smooth. Or you can buy it local. That's the one that really bugs me. You can buy it local.
Oh.
And the woman about two calls ago said, don't take it personal. And that should be personally. But that's about it.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were going to say something else?
Well, yeah, and a different thing. But there's an ad you're running where the woman says, nothing changes if and nothing changes. And I'm sure she just meant she was trying to, pronounce it clearly, but it ended up being if and not if.
You know, I think I've heard that a million times. I've never heard it that way. But Thank you. Thank you very much. But, you know, again, I'm not picking on any sponsor because they pay the bills and all. But the whole best life thing, I think that's an Oprah-ism, and it must be eliminated. It must be eradicated from the language, just as pay it forward, Josh. Josh, you did a fine job today, and I bought you beef jerky. But don't worry about me. Just pay it forward. All right, Josh is laughing in the next room. What else is he going to do? Josh Schmidt, a perfect performance today. Hey, guys and ladies, thank you for all of the calls. Really appreciate it. Good stuff. And we only had two repeats today as far as things that bother you. But I'm going to have to pay attention to this. The didn't and kitten and mitten. I'd not noticed that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.